What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Welcome back to the Hawkman, Crotter, and Solana show right here on 104.3 FM, WQAM, Miami's sports leader. We found a Ronde Gadsden, and I don't want to waste any time. So let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. OG, did you watch any of last night's Bengals-Commanders game? Did you see Joe Burrow running for his life by any chance? Just randomly.
Yeah, I did see it randomly, as you say. I wasn't really looking for the game, but I turned it on, and I think maybe a minute after I turned it on, he got slung down by a horse collar tackle. Why is he in there?
why is he in there? Did you see the play? There was a play late in the first quarter. I was laughing about it with Appel, where he's scrambling, runs out of the pocket, avoids a sack, could have just thrown it away, runs 10, 15 yards back, and then just gets rocked by three defenders. I'm thinking, what the hell is this guy? What's this kid doing? Just like... Get Burrow out of the game. What are you doing?
I don't know what's happening, man. I know you need to get some rhythm with your players and everything, but not in that situation. I think after the horse collar tackle, I think I probably would have pulled him.
Former Miami Dolphins wide receiver Ronde Gadsden, I'll introduce you officially, friend of the show. OG, we were talking about Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers with Appel in the previous segment, and Appel was saying, like, he's ready to call it. Like, he's got Quinn Ewers above Zach Wilson on the depth chart, even though we know it's not going to happen. And I know you've got no respect for anybody wearing zero in the huddle, but were you more impressed with
quarterback?
Were you more impressed with Quinn Ewers on Saturday than obviously that first preseason game?
Yes, I think he did a little bit better. I think he has command of what's going on. I think, you know, he seems more comfortable. But I think everybody as a rookie has to go through that, especially at the quarterback position. You know, he sees it. He knows the calls now. He knows what his offensive line is going to do. The line he has, you know, and probably played with the same line because it was about the same time. Like, third quarter, whatever. And so I think if apples are apples, you know what I mean? I think you would go with Ewers, but, at this point, you got to go with Zach Wilson just because he has, he's been a starter. He's played in some bigger games and, you know, he knows the speed, but, it's not our decision to make. And we'll go whatever Coach McDaniel says.
Let's stick with the quarterbacks here, OG. We just found out today that the Dolphins' week one opponent, the Colts, they've named Daniel Jones the starter over Anthony Richardson. At first, Solana and I thought that was a little outlandish. Then we did a little bit of a deeper dive, a.k.a. read a bunch of tweets from Warren Sharp. Turns out, Anthony Richardson, pretty bad. Now, there are a lot of factors that have gone into that. I'm still surprised they're going with Daniel Jones over Anthony Richardson in week one. What do you make of that decision?
I think you have to. I think you have to. Once again, you're going with a guy who's been in there before. You're going with a guy who's started some big games, played, you know, well in them too. Not terrible. I mean, his team was just, you know, worse than the other team. I think you got to go, you know, because of the injury history, and because you're looking for something else than just a quarterback, I think you think you got a chance to win some games. Once that hope is kind of gone, then you can still go back to Richardson. I looked over some stuff too, and you know they had a post or a tweet that Anthony Richardson is younger than half the quarterbacks that just got drafted. You know what I'm saying? He's younger than Shador, Dylan Gabriel, Bo Nix. You know, he's younger than those guys. So he had some time. You know, he had some injuries coming into this season and had some injuries last season. So I think it'd do him good to, you know, look now. I mean, he started last year and, you know, it ended in a dumpster fire, so to say, for him with the injuries and everything else. But now I think if he gets a chance to look, you know, get his body right, and then comes in later, I think it'd do him a lot of good. That's what I think, because, you know, putting him in right now, you don't have a better team than you did last year, really. You're kind of the same squad. You're going up against the same people. If you think you do have a chance to win, which every team does, you know, the first week of the season, I think you put the guy in who has the most experience. You know, like the Browns. Like, you know, who didn't know the Browns were going to name Joe Flacco the starter? You know what I mean? But will right. Joe Flacco end the season? Probably not. But, you know, you got to go with the guy who gives you the best chance to win, you know, that day. And the first day, you gotta start the vet, unless the vet just really, really just stinking up the joint. You know, I mean, I really, you know, it would have been hard if Will Levis was, you know, able to play and all systems go with him. Just to come in and say Cam Ward is a starter. I mean, I know he's the first pick and blah, 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 but, you know, Levis did play good in some games. I mean, he beat the Dolphins one time. So, I mean, you know, it's tough to go against the experience and, the respect of the guys in the huddle on week one.
Yeah, I just don't know how much respect guys have for Daniel Jones at this point in his career. And, you know, you spent the top five pick on Anthony Richardson 2 years ago, knowing he was inexperienced and knowing that was going to be a lot of growing pains. Just feels like the Colts are shutting the door on Anthony Richardson. I want to get your take on Matthew Judon, too. The Dolphins officially announced that signing today. More pass rush help. I know that they obviously have Chubb, Phillips, and Chop. But I think Judon adds a really cool dimension to this defense. He had a solid season last year in Atlanta with 5.5 sacks. I like the move. What do you think?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Yeah, no, I like the move. I like Judon, you know, at every stop he's been at. He's now been to a lot of them, but I've liked him at every stop. I mean, the Ravens, I liked them, definitely liked them at the Patriots, you know. And so, you know, you give him a shot because of, one, the familiarity with the AFC East, being at the Patriots for so long. And, you know, he gives you that veteran leadership. You know, it's kind of we're hoping that we, you know, strike gold kind of like the Ravens did with Kyle Van Noy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Older vet, you know, who got some left in the tank and, you know, gives the team a jolt. So that's what I'm hoping happens with Judon here. You know, you get a new scenery, especially with the weather, and, you know, he can pull some stuff together. Is he going to, you know, be the Judon, you know, with 9, 10.5 sacks? Probably not. But I think with those four guys you named, or three guys and him, I think we can, you know, drum up some pass rush, which which the secondary is going to need. You know what I'm saying? Our secondary going to need some pass rush.
And Cam Dantzler.
Rush 10, OG. That was my my take yesterday. Let Minka back there, rush 10. And by the way, OG, yeah. OG, we're up against it, but, bro, if the Dolphins lose week one to Daniel Jones, I'm sounding the alarms, man.
Like, already?
I'm sounding the alarms, man. You can't lose to Daniel Jones, bro. You can't lose to Daniel Jones.
you don't think Magic Mike will make it past game 8 if we lose to the Colts in week one?
I know that's like the hot take right now. A lot of people are claiming that take, that Anthony Weaver will be the head coach at some point this year. I don't know. I think you and I are on the same page. Like, this team's fine. They're good. Yeah. They're not great. Yeah. But, like, Tua's in there. They're fine. But you lose to Daniel Jones week one, I punt on that. I punt on that. I sound the alarms right there.
Yeah, that would be tough. That would you know, listen, every team, all 32 of them got hopes, Super Bowl hopes coming into week one. But if you lose to the Colts and Daniel Jones, you might as well put zero at quarterback at that point. You might as well go ahead, put number zero at quarterback and see what we got. That'll be a tough one, man. That'll be a tough one. All hopes are lost. You at least try to fight until, you know, the first bye week starts. You know, hey, we got a shot. But we take that L. You know, it'd be pretty difficult to. I think everybody knows it. I think Mike would know it. You know, he'd be like, "Oh man, this ain't like didn't turn out the way." You know, I always look back to that 70-20 game. I thought sure we were playoff bound. I thought sure we could. You know, but long way since that game.
Should have kicked the field goal for 73, OG. That was a difference. Should have
kicked
the field goal.
Right. Should have kicked the field goal and got the record.
Yeah, should have had the record. OG, we're like 2 weeks away from OG the second going up against Chris Jones, Max Crosby. Next week, we'll be a little bit closer and we'll talk about it, man. Thank you for taking the time today.
Yeah, man, thanks. You know, it's going to be like old school. I remember when I was, you know, in college, they used to put, you know, the names in the hall, you know, and you come out the dorm, see if your name was on the sheet. So we'll see.
Yes,
we'll see what happens to him next Tuesday. So thanks, man. Looking forward to it. I'll talk to y'all guys next week.
All right, OG. Take it easy, man.
All right, man. All right. Later.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.